can I get you? Sure thing. Coming right up. Nah, don't worry about it. This one's on the house tonight. Halloween and all that. I gotta say, though, you're definitely a shoo-in to win the costume contest tonight. What, you mean you weren't lured here by the promise of a $20 gift card? Oh, well, ain't that a shame. No, but really. What, are you like a cosplayer or something? Your costume is legit amazing. I can't see a single seam, and the scales look so damn real. There's even a little iridescence to them, that's crazy. What character is this even? I know there's that Doro hetero anime, but I mean, you don't really look a lot like that guy. You're just like some big buff lizard guy or something? I dig it. Keeping it simple. That's kinda like what I did with mine. Yeah, I know. The whole cat girl thing is pretty basic and overdone, but that was the point. I wanted to take it and really elevate it. I worked really hard on making cat ears and a tail that would move, see? And I am totally talking your ear off. Sorry about that. I can leave you alone so you can enjoy your drink. Oh, you don't mind? Thanks. I don't find a lot of people who are as into cosplay as I am. I mean, I work this whole bartending gig so I can afford to make all my costumes, so it feels like all my life's been about lately is work and my hobby. I know I should be more worried about it, but I guess there's nothing wrong with being passionate about something. Feel my ears? Yeah, of course you can. They look pretty big, but they're not heavy at all or anything. The base is actually Avafoam, and I sourced some really nice synthetic fur that actually feels pretty real. I even planted LEDs in them so they have a soft glow, see? Yeah, the tail was a little harder, so I ended up having to outsource the mechanism for the base, but the cosmetics are all me, see? Wiggles and everything. I didn't really want to make anything like those old Neko Mimi things. You remember the ones that were supposed to sense your emotions and move? I always hated that big forehead thing. But what about you? What kind of materials did you use to make your costume? I'd like to take some notes if you're all right with that. I mean, I know I've said it a lot already, but how does it look real? Is it all right if I touch? Thanks. Yeah. Wow, this is like something out of science fiction. There's really no seam, no traces of any glue or any underlying fabric. You know, my brother used to have a skink. Loved that thing like it was his own kid. Your scales kind of feel like that. All smooth and nice under my fingers. And none of them are even coming loose. I've heard people say it's a problem to keep them attached for long since no adhesive is bulletproof. But you don't even seem the least bit uncomfortable wearing this stuff. Oh my god, and those eyes! The pattern is amazing! I've never seen custom scleral lenses like that before. Are they uncomfortable at all? I tried them once, and I didn't really like the feeling of them. Something about a thin film being on my eyes just didn't jive with my system at all. Ugh. Man. Even the airbrushing on your mask looks so realistic. I can't tell where the mask ends and the bodysuit begins. You deserve way more than some dinky $20 gift card for this, for sure. So, what's your secret? Are you actually some famous costume designer just in town? Or are you actually like a world-famous actor under there and you're just here for some downtime? Me? No, I really am just some cosplay hobbyist. Don't tell me you're the same. I mean, your level of work is leaps and bounds ahead of mine, that's for sure. But really, thank you for humoring me, either way. It really does feel great to find someone who's into the stuff I'm into for once. It gets pretty hard talking about this stuff to my friends since none of them are really into cosplay, and I always feel bad when I end up going off on tangents about it. You ever feel like nobody cares what you say at all? Oh god, sorry, I didn't mean to put all that on you just now. There I go again, opening my big mouth. I didn't mean to bring down your night. I should just leave you be to enjoy your drink. Actually, I'm surprised you're still here and not out on the dance floor. You really should show your work off. No, really, I mean it. What's wrong? Is that why you're sat here on your own, instead of out there with everyone else? Are you worried what people might think when they look at you? Well, you really shouldn't be. I mean, I can't even begin to describe how incredible you look. You have nothing to worry about. It's actually pretty hot, and I'm not a furry or anything, but there's something about the big, strong beast character that's always gotten to me. Like, why does he have to turn back into some boring old prince at the end? I'd rather have somebody with big teeth and claws, all the better to push me up against a wall and... is it me or is it really hot in here? I should go cool off and get more ice. Yep, ice. I am out of ice. Yep. I'm just gonna go back there and grab more ice. Yep. Hey, what are you doing back here? This is an employee's only area, dude. What's the big idea? Come on, I'm gonna get in trouble if you... I don't think I like that look in your eye. I think you should really get back to... Did I mean what? I don't know what you're even talking about. Don't come any closer. I've got a plastic bin, and I'm not afraid to use it. Oh, hi. You're really close, huh? Man, I know I should be more worried, but I'm more mad that your costume is still super realistic, even this close up. What? What do you mean it's not a costume? Okay, I see where this is going. Who put you up to this? Was it my manager? Is this some kind of Halloween prank? Haha, I get it. The nerdy bartender might actually think that lizard men actually exist. I get it. It's funny and it's a hilarious prank. Now, can you please let go of me? I mean, yeah, you're good. I'll give you that. And whatever they're paying you is probably very much worth it. In fact, they probably need to pay you more for it. But I bet if you open your mouth nice and wide, it's gonna be like that Doro Hetero scene where there's actually a dude in there and... Wait. 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 No. No, 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 no. No, that isn't a thing. It's... just not a thing. That's hilarious. Really. Really it is. Wait, no. Open your mouth again. Okay. Wait. What is happening right now? Oh, no, I get it. I'm dreaming. Right? I'm definitely dreaming. Yeah, and because there's no way you're just here in front of me and real and existing and actually technically naked if you're a lizard man. And yeah, this is all a dream. And any minute now, I'm going to wake up to my annoying ass alarm and I am not waking up, am I? You're actually here. And an actual, and those teeth are actually razor sharp. and dangerous, and... I mean, you're not really here to hurt me or eat me alive, right, Mr. Big Lizard Person Man? Because if my personality teaches you anything, it's that I'm super bitter and salty. It wouldn't taste good, I promise. Okay. Okay. And pray tell, just what could you be doing back here with little old me? What I said, I don't know what you could possibly mean. No, stop. I get it. Okay, I get it. I know what I said. Fine. I said that I would love a beast with big scary teeth and claws all the better to, this, you know, like, against a wall and, I suppose you do make a compelling argument, but, this really shouldn't be turning me on so much. I mean, I just met you, and I'm not some girl that just sleeps with every lizardman that she meets, you know, ow! Watch those claws, asshole! I guess I'm not really fighting back, but I... Yeah, I guess I'm kind of leaning into your touch. Just okay, fine. I will admit it. Okay. I kind of really wanna fuck you right now. Okay, will you just shut up and get on with it already? Okay. Wait, actually, is down there? Do you have what I think you have? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess I have always wanted to try getting DP'd, but I sort of always thought it would be by two people, you know, not, yeah, I'll shut up now. It's kind of pretty. It's kind of hard to make out with you. How am I supposed to? Oh, okay. You want me to suck on your tongue? Okay. I mean, I've never really done it before, but fuck. It feels really good. When you rake your claws over my thighs like that, I guess I don't really care about these tights. Oh, fuck, this is so hot. Fuck, you are seriously so fucking hot. Oh, come here. I mean, I've never given someone's tongue a blowjob before. I have to admit, it's pretty hot. Oh, it's rolling my tongue against yours. How it feels like a really, basically, tongue fucking me through it. Wait, what are you? eyes and spread me like that. I want to feel your tongue inside me, God. Please, please don't tease me, please. I'm dripping wet already, okay? Just, I just want to feel your tongue on me and in me. And fuck, fuck. You're licking it over my clit and over and over. Fuck. It's going so deep into my pussy. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know, like that. Oh, oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love grinding my pussy on you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Your glass feels so fucking deep. Oh, yeah, it's so good. Oh, stick your claws into my ass. You break them down. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me. I'm not gonna last long. I'm sorry. I'm. It's been a while, okay? I just. Oh, you're gonna make me come. I can't hold it anymore. I'm gonna come on your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, you don't fuck me like that. Come on, fucking no. Wait, what the fuck? Wait. I'm still coming. Don't just. Fuck, yeah, fuck, no, just stop fucking thrust yet, fuck, I'm still coming up, oh my fucking God, you're fucking my pussy while I come, oh my God, yeah, don't stop, don't fucking stop, fuck, I can't stop, I'm still fucking coming, oh my God, please fuck me while I come, oh my fucking God, yeah, Wait, I'm really sensitive. Wait, oh my god. I just fucking came. You dig in them while I was in the middle of coming in. Oh my god. I think I'm losing my mind. It feels so fucking good. No, I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to fucking stop. You can fuck my ass too, you know? I'm desperate for it. You said you had to, right? I want it up my ass too. I want to feel you in both my fucking holes. You don't have to be gentle. Just fuck me as hard as you want. Fucking breathe me like your little pussy whore, yeah? Just pick me up like a little fuck doll. And use me as a fucking desperate for it. Yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Just take your closet deeper into my ass cheeks and spread me wide fucking open. Yeah. I don't care anymore. Just tear my clothes up. Just tear me apart if you have to. Just don't fucking stop fucking me. You're gonna feel so good in my nipples. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm having an overload of fucking pleasure. You're gonna make me feel so fucking good everywhere. I'm so fucking close already. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Oh, you fucking you. Yeah. Fuck. My pussy is so sensitive. He's ramming it into me and again and again and again. Fuck. Oh my God. I'm gonna come while you ravage my whole body and tear me to shreds. I'm so happy I met you. Wait. I'm so happy you came in here and built me in against the wall. And pick me up to have your fucking way with me. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I want to be a little cum puppet. Give me all your cum. Give it to me in both holes, yeah. Yeah. Give it to me. I want you to fill me. This is fucking deep, yeah. Every fucking hole, yeah. Please. Yeah, please. Fuck. Fuck. Please don't get hold of it any longer. Please, you have to come with me, please. Heart, please, please. And if you're filling me with your love, Jesus, please, I want us to come together, please. Come, please, please come with me, please, right now, right fucking now. Come for me, baby. Yeah, come for me, right fucking now, baby. Yeah, yeah,